Hello. When you hear the music, you know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. That is my real name. And I'm the author of Connect the Dots Theory, and that's where I got the name for the show. Because it's important for us in life to connect the dots. Hey, this is the Call-In Radio Show. Welcome to the new world. Welcome, visitors from outer space. Welcome to the 5D Earth, the fifth dimensional planet Earth. We still got those third dimensional beings here, and they'll be here for a while, but it's time to ascend into the fifth dimension. That's what we're told. Why should we ignore such an open door? Hey, you like that? It rhymed. Anyhow, everyone's a poet. Did you know it? Hey, this is a call-in radio show, too, just to let everybody know. If you're not listening on the internet where the number is posted, if you're listening through a phone line, you're going to have to hang up that phone line and call in. And the number would be 888-627-6008. More powerful than any number you could call at this particular time. Hey, it is like it's the weekend, you know? If you're in California, hey, it's 10 p.m. If you're in New York City, it's already Sunday, 1 a.m. How about that? The show covers from one day to the next. Hey, it's a mathematical reality. Blame it on the time zones. We don't have to blame anybody, really. The whole idea of the show is educational. We talk about important things, you know, like government sucks in every country in the world right now. There isn't one decent government on the face of this planet, but hey, if there is, call me up and tell me about it. We'd all like to know. Come on, I just have to talk about this for a minute. I hate politics, but I'm running for president of the United States. Listen, in the last election and this one too, I am the only qualified person to be the president of the United States because I'm non-political. And my ethics are in line with that teaching in the Gospels known as Mark 9:35. That's the 9th chapter, the 35th verse. Look it up. It's about serving everyone. That makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States, plus the fact that all the solutions to all the problems are known already. And so I'm just going to be working to bring those solutions into reality. No, I'm not a Democrat. No, I'm not a Republican, and never will be. You know, you have to give these people up. If you vote for a Democrat or Republican in this election, I don't care if you like President Trump or not. If you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you are a part of the problem. You got duped from birth. You know what duped means? You got hoodwinked. You got lied to. You got deceived from birth. This is not a democracy in America here. This is a republic. And if you ever heard of that thing called the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, well, stand in front of the mirror and say it to yourself. And to the republic for which it stands, right? And in the republic, it's an education right here for all you know-it-alls. In a republic, the representatives have all the power. That's right. You have nothing. They con you and lie to you on mainstream media. Yeah, this is your go out and vote. This is democracy at work. No, it's not democracy. This is a con game that's been played on to all of us since we were born by the two big political parties. Because they know the truth. Once they get elected, they promise you everything. And once they get elected, they don't have to do a damn thing, period. Free ride for 4 years, I call it. If you're in the Senate, it's a free ride for 6 years. fast, and they popped their little ugly weasel heads out of the ground, and before the next election, and say, oh, promise you more. I promise you the world. Last election, this election, I'm promising you the galaxy. That's right. And you fall for it every time. I'm serious. If you vote for a Democrat or Republican again in 2020, you are part of the problem. You're perpetuating this monster, this fake reality, this republic con game they play with you. Because once they get elected, you can't get rid of them for another 4 years. You know, they con you and say, oh, well, you vote them out next election. Hey, things are moving too fast to have to suffer with a bunch of jerks and assholes for 4 years. That's right, I said the word, but that's being too kind. These are worthless, brain-dead fools, most of them. There's a few good people in the Congress. I don't know, we could probably count them on our fingers, the number of good ones. But against 535, 10, we'll give them a full 10. 10 out of 10 good guys out of 535, they don't have a chance. Nothing will get done. The guys who take the bribe money will make all the decisions, which is the rest of the lot, 95% of them, and you'll be screwed again until the next election. And you know what happens when you protest? Nothing. You could get 20 million people to go down to Washington, D.C. You have a lot of riots and a lot of problems, a lot of arrests and stuff like that. Meanwhile, the representatives, they're all playing tiddlywinks in the back room of the Capitol, you know, calling each other names, or they're all grandstanding. You're out there protesting. They're grandstanding in front of the TV cameras like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he did it. He did it. He's guilty. He's guilty. It's corruption. It's the Russians. Yeah. It's the ETs. Hey, ETs. No, there's the topic. They're here. They are walking among us. There's all different races. They've been here for hundreds of thousands of years. They come and they go. Most of them are bad guys, unfortunately, that make it to planet Earth. There's been good ones before. Supposedly, there's billions of good ones out there now looking to help us out. But some of them are also deceivers. I mean, Galactic Federation of Light, some of these people that represent that's the group that's supposedly going to free us finally. They keep talking about all these things they've done. They take the toplet bombs out of the sky. Like, what are toplet bombs? I go on Twitter. Hey, you ought to follow me on Twitter because I'm one of the most opinionated people out there. You know, you think President Trump's nothing compared to what I say. But I choose to use words cleverly because I don't want to offend anybody. No, it's not that. I do want to offend some of these people, but I'm very opinionated, and I tell it like it is, you know. The government, and the government, plenty to talk about, because the governments are, they suck everywhere, you know. You think the U.S. government is, look at the governments in Europe. Oh, my God, they are like, I don't know, they're down in the pit of hopelessness, all of them. Prime Minister of Great Britain is resigning, supposedly, first week in June. Then the next thing you hear, well, it's going to extend to November, and by that time they'll have another extension, because once these people get on the gravy train, which is where you get all the bribe money, where's the dining car? I want some more gravy. Once they get on the train, they don't want to get off, you know? They don't care if the train's going to the yard. They're going to stay on the train because they're serving gravy, which is bribe money. And once you get a taste of that, let these people in government for 30 years, 40 years. And what are you going to do when Hulkamania walks out on you? You're going to call Vince McMahon. He's the guy who really runs the world in professional wrestling. Well, that's exactly what Congress has been turned into, a professional wrestling extravaganza. You know, it's like a battle royal now. We got 23 Democrats in the ring. And Trump is going to get in here and beat them all. Yeah. Because he's the crowd favorite. And we're going to be booing you seen. And if you've ever seen some of the comedy skits they've done on this on Saturday Night Live, or even the Three Stooges, that's a real hilarious one. I didn't forget the name of that episode, but if there's a Three Stooges movie where they become professional wrestlers, Curly becomes a professional wrestler. It's hysterical, but that's where the Congress is right now. You know, they grab the microphone, just like the guys in professional wrestling, and they get in front of that TV camera, and they grandstand. And they call each other names, and they make false accusations, and then the other guy comes in. No, it's not like that. It's like this. You're the bad guy. I'm the good guy. Well, no. Oh, someone knocked out the referee. Who's the referee? I don't know. Judges? Supreme Court? I don't know. But it's all played out for your amusement. No, it's for their amusement, I think. But it's con game. There are no real. President Trump has been the first person to actually come close to being a real person, but he's got baggage with him. He's a rich guy. Rich guys don't know anything about the common people except how to con them. The common people don't know anything about the common, C-O-M-M-O-N people, except how to con them. But I talk about those things. I tell people all the time, go to CD Baby. Check out my songs, because I have one of the largest collections of philosophical songs. No, I didn't get the big record contract when I was young, because I didn't want to kiss the record industry butt, period. You know? Which brings to mind, it was the Beatles who broke the ice. They were the first band to really get control of their music and have it their way before even Burger King was letting it have it your way. But then it went through the 60s, went through the 70s, and by the time the 80s rolled around, well, the opportunity for people to get that freedom of control was already gone, pretty much. Only the people who had made a name for themselves continued to go on and have some hearsay as to what their music was. But regardless of that, I still have the biggest collection of social, political, commentary songs anybody had ever put through. I'm talking about good ones. You know, that's why my album's called Songs Better Than Dylan. I got 23 classic social commentary songs. And I did it on close to no budget, you know. I'm the kind of person, I walk in the studio, armed only with a guitar. I do one or two cuts and, you know, maybe do a revise of the vocal, and that's it. And if I don't get it by that time, scrap it, because I'm a qualified songwriter. I've got many more songs waiting in the on the back burner. Just bring them up to the front burner, and we'll make them cook. And I try to make songs as simple as possible, because that's good for when you're doing social, political commentary and folk music. We could call it folk rock. But, hey, it stands up. Even Bob Dylan doesn't have an album as great as Songs Better Than Dylan. And that's why I called it that, you know. You find me one of his albums where he has that many great social, political, commentary, folk rock songs on it, and I'll have to be shown. But first you'll have to buy mine and listen to it. You can listen to 29 seconds of each record, but, you know, go to CD Baby Music Store. The link's on my radio show, you know, BBS Radio. Hey, this is BBS Radio, the greatest radio station that ever broadcasted on the face of the earth. Better than anybody. AM, Sirius, FM, you name it. And that's it. That's the bottom line. But hey, my show is Connect the Dots. That's what I'm doing here. I'm connecting the dots for you, telling you how fake government is, telling you about all the conspiracies that the New World Order, NWO for short, is putting out there to kill us. 5G, deadly microwave broadcasting. It's going to be broadcast into everybody's home. It's not that far away, a couple of months. You better get out the chainsaws or something to cut down the entire the towers or pull out the plug or something, because the government has been bribed to do nothing. They're going to let you get cooked. That's it. It's going to cook you. It's going to make you sick and get cancer. That's our government. They're allowing it to happen. It's the New World Order behind it, and the New World Order is actually nothing but a proxy for the bad ETs who've been controlling our world and keeping us in constant conflict for their amusement. Yeah, it's that manipulated, believe me. You think it's the CIA and the FBI and M-12 or M-16, whatever it is, that place over in England. You know, it's not. They're only proxies. It's the New World Order, and the New World Order is ruled by the bad extraterrestrials. That's right, you know. Most familiar, probably the Anunnaki from the 12th planet. The books are out there. Read about it. You know, the 12th planet, get an understanding. It's in my book, too, Connect the Dots Theory. Read it. That's why I wrote the book, to educate you what's being done behind your back. You can get the first 40 pages free. Google it. Of course, Google is stabbing me in the back. They list it as fiction. That's enough to discourage anybody. It's nonfiction completely. It's all truth. It's from personal experience. It's from connecting the dots. That's why it's called Connect the Dots Theory. It's multifarious. Look that one up in the dictionary. That means it's more than one thing. It's not just a single theory. It's not Einstein's E equals MC squared. In fact, Einstein, you know, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't as smart as they make him out to be. Yeah, sure, he came up with the theory of relativity and all that, but all his stuff falls apart once you open yourself up to a 12-dimensional system. You know, each dimension has vibrational parameters. And I do a simplification explanation of it in my book, because the average person doesn't know anything about this. You're not taught it in school. You're not taught it in college. You have to educate yourself, like I did. And it's quite simple. You know, we've heard these magic numbers all our lives, 144. That's 12 times 12. How gross, right? So anyhow, you nerds will get that joke. That's what they promote. They want you to be an Einstein, a non-spiritual Einstein, even though Einstein had some inclination of spirit in his mind, but he didn't connect the dots enough. You know, he got roadblocked when his formulas wouldn't work beyond physical reality. You know, he's tried, and they took that information and they told you nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Well, let me tell you, people were writing books back in the 70s and 80s explaining that they had the knowledge already, because they accessed it from the bigger picture, from the higher dimensions, where all the knowledge is kept. No, the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth is not kept on planet Earth for obvious reasons, because this world is too controlled by the dark side. That's evil. You know, those are the bad guys, the ones that want to manipulate you, the ones that want to keep you fighting, keep the wars going, because that's their idea of entertainment. And the spirit, demonic spirit beings, they're working partners with them. Yeah, that's right. Demonic spirits do exist. Come on, cartoons were telling this back in, 100 years ago, when the angel pops up on your shoulder, says one thing, the devil pops up on your shoulder, says another. That's the power of suggestion. It's telepathic, you know. We all receive telepathic communication. Everybody is telepathic. You don't believe me? Why don't you run back the videotape of your life? We all dealt with cats and dogs and stuff like that. Well, when the cat walks over into the room, gives a meow, it doesn't matter what the meow sounds like, and he looks at you, he sends you the message, or the she-cat sends you the message. It's either like, open a can of food for me, and you know what to do right away. Not a word was spoken. And one meow seems to sound like another meow. And then, or the cat like meows and then gets your attention and looks at the door, you know the cat wants you to open the door. It's telepathic. You know, the cat sends you the picture of you walking over and opening the door for it. So There's the proof right there. Plus, we all, you know, have inclinations as we're walking through life. You know, I was just thinking about you, and then the phone rings, and the person you were thinking about was on the other end of the phone. We're all telepathic. They've been lying to us. They don't want us to use our telepathic abilities. They want us to use our cell phones and live our lives through the cell phones, because AI intelligence will control your thinking through the cell phone. And they're trying to control your thinking through the TV, the boob tube, too. And religion tries to control you with misinformation. You know, before there was like the Orthodox religions we have today, it was all false god religion. And some of that false god dogma or doctrines are included in most of the religions. I don't know. So these are important things to understand. You know, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You, if you're listening, if you have a phone, you can actually call in and talk to me about these amazing topics. You know, talk about the 5G, dangerous microwave waves, the chemtrails, poisoning, spraying poison into the air we breathe, which we suck in, small little metal particles. You know, aluminum is one of the most toxic things to the human system, and there's little aluminum particles being put in the chemtrail sprays, just with along with the insect DNA. And there's some people that actually had the insect parts growing out of their skin. I look it up, you know, Google it. And these things are going on. But if you want to learn more, gain an understanding of the other dimensions, the other zones of reality, you can pick up my book anywhere. Really, Connect the Dots Theory. Google it. The first 40 pages are free on Google. Thank you, Google, but no thank you for mislabeling my book. It's nonfiction. It's factual. It's highlighting all the bad things that are going on behind the scenes. I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. I had to stop there. You got to draw a line somewhere. It's probably 100. But it'll be an education for the average person, even the educated person. I claim there's things in my book that nobody else has ever brought forth pictures of, and there's like 75 pictures, something like that. You know, and diagrams of things that happen in the night that where there's no artificial light. That's it. It happens in the night where there's no artificial light. And I've seen these things, and I've interacted with some of them. Yeah. No, I still haven't interacted with Bigfoot, but there's not too many Bigfoot out in the New York City metropolitan area, you know. Maybe a couple of basketball players with oversized shoes. You know, they prefer wooded areas, I hear. Hey, I'm living in the concrete jungle, as it's called. You know, Manhattan, the most populous place in the world. And it's quickly becoming the most microwave place in the world. But they haven't turned on the 5G ready, but there's dangers with the 4G. Every week I mention, hey, if you have children going to school, take them out of school. They're getting microwaved to death in public schools, because the public schools are all using broadcasting in every room. They've got roughly 3 Wi-Fis hooked up in the ceiling right above the ceiling tiles. Everybody's got their cell phone on, and all that is whooshing through people. And your children are sitting in those rooms, and it's destroying their cells on a cellular level. A lot of your kids that have been going to school, they're never going to have children because their DNA has been destroyed already. Their ability to procreate, this is what it's all about. It's all about depopulation, and boy, those clever New World Order people, they have got their foot in the door, and they are not taking it away. They're just going to put both feet in the door, and eventually they're going to knock down the door, knock down you, and that's what they want to do, get rid of you, because they're serving the dark-sided ETs. They came to the termination. We only need 500 million people on Earth. Well, we got you know, close to, I don't know, 8 billion now or something. So we're talking roughly 95% of the people have to go, and this is how they're going to get rid of us. They're destroying, they're using microwave broadcasting to destroy our bodies so we can't procreate anymore. That'll cut down the population eventually. Hopefully we will be rescued by the good guys, the Galactic Federation of Light. But even that, you know, they've been telling us about things we really can't see any results in, you know. They're getting rid of the bad guys down below the Earth. They're getting rid of these toplet bombs above in the sky, which they've not given us a good explanation for. I've tweeted for one, but never got one. And if you ever watch the Twilight Zone episodes, you know that, and you know that aliens come here and deceive us all the time. There's been a classic series, Earth Final Contact, where, again, the aliens, some of them we can trust, some of them we can't. And the Twilight Zone has numerous stories about aliens that can't be trusted, and some of them eat us. That's right. They devour us. They actually like human food, and as in cut up human food. You know how does the famous Twilight Zone episode To Serve Man? They left the book there, and then years later, after millions of people are traveling to their planet, all of a sudden the woman runs out as the investigator decided, well, I'm also going to visit the planet, too. And she says, don't get on this ship. It's a cookbook To Serve Man. Yeah. Well, these are realities going on, the people on the secret space program. You know, yeah, there is a secret space program. What's the guy, Corey Good, and his buddy, I just can't think of it right now. Look him up, you know. They talk about it all the time. They got videos on YouTube. And you can learn a lot from listening to these people. They actually interact with these so-called good ETs, but they could all be connies again. The only ones that I find are genuinely honest are actually the starseeds. Those are the women from the Pleiades. That are here to anchor in the light. But the bad guys still might be sneaking around trying to grab control at the last minute and con us and trick us. And, you know, there's other people that say, you know, the old story, when you die, you go towards the light. And the other ones, somebody else is now saying, well, don't go to the light. Galactic Federation representatives are saying, what's his name's command, Ashtar Command, they're handling the situation, and there's somebody else channeling information to say, no, Ashtar Command are the ones who eat the people. And, like, it's almost getting a little confusing now. Yeah, we'd all like to have peace on Earth. We all like to have more love. And we'd all like the good guys to, yeah, finally land your ships, cut the nonsense out, come here and take the bad guys away from us. Because, you know, it's hard for us to do it ourselves because they've kept us so poor and so fighting amongst ourselves, and they do it on purpose. That's the hard situation we're living in. Hey, that's why I'm running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. But I'm going to need a big support team. You want to be interested in supporting me because I'm the only person running for president of the United States who's non-political. I'll never belong to any political party, even a small one, because you can't win that way. But as a write-in candidate, they can't really stop me. They don't even believe it can be done, and it can't be done unless I have a big support group. But wouldn't you like to see somebody who has this, knows how to take command of the Congress? I'm the only one who has the secret how to make the Democrats and Republicans work together. It's a secret. No, I can't tell you, because if I told you how it can be done, they'd be working, both the parties would be working again, make sure that I never get elected, because they don't want to work together. They want full control. That's why the voting machines still haven't been fixed, because both the Democrats and Republicans believe that they can hack the election and win it. That's the game plan for winning the election nowadays. Make sure there's plenty of hackable machines and hire the hackers and win the election by hacking. You know, And then blame, if you lost, then blame the Russians or blame the Chinese or blame the North Koreans, you know? And, but no, don't change the machines, you know? Because they still believe they can win the next election by hacking. Huh? It's sickening. Just as sickening as, hey, I follow the people on Twitter over there in Great Britain. The government is just backstabbing the people there. Kind of almost worse than they do here. And it's insane. What's the purpose of having a representative-type government when none of the people, none of the representatives represent you, the people? They all represent people with money, basically. And if there's one or two, I've said it before, that represent the people, that's not a majority. So you'll never get anything out of the Democrats and Republicans because the majority of them are bribe takers. We'll take bribes from anybody, even the extraterrestrials who own the New World Order, who owns all the other big players like mainstream media and stuff like that. The whole thing is a con game. Wake up. Government, and especially people in California, government's killing you there. They've made one stupid decision after another. They allowed the New World Order secret government to destroy the town of Paradise. You know, this is a message there. The bad guys are saying, listen, we're so powerful, we can destroy paradise. And they did it with energy weapons. And what's with stupid President Trump? He was there at the site. Was he smart enough to realize? And we all saw it on camera, along with the Jerry, the jerk used to be the governor. Do I hear there's a caller? Well, hey, put the caller through because I answer calls on this show. Hi, who's this?
Bohemoth.
This is Bohemoth.
Oh, Bo, that's your first name. Okay. Took me a while to figure that out. I got a science fiction mind. There's something... old science fiction movie called The Giant Behemoth. But Bo is different. Bo, what's your last name? Arrow? No, I'm just kidding, man. What do you get to talk about?
I wanted to say three things.
Okay.
One.
Let's start with number one.
Two. Three.
Things. Okay. Got to think beyond that. I helped you out there a little in the end, you know.
You did. I felt good about deliberating on all three things.
Okay. Ramble on.
Man.
This is your moment in time. Grasp it. You know, you're playing beat the clock here, you know. You want your 15 minutes of fame, you better... beat the clock.
I've been beating it for so long. Time is my second middle name.
Your second middle name. Well, hey, that's a cool name to have. What's your first name? On. I shouldn't say that. But really, if you called into the show, you must have something. Important to talk about. Right?
I did. There's a few things.
Okay, let's hear.
There's three things actually I want to talk about.
Fighting us all. We're listening.
One, two, three.
Okay, that's a repeat.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's a repeat.
I
you did that
put
before.
A new spin on it. I actually thought I had a new spin on that.
No, take your senile pills and come up with something more elaborate. I mean, did you hear what I was talking about? You know, the government.
I did.
BS. I mean, are you aware of
actually,
all that stuff going on?
I can categorize them in three things. You want to hear them?
Are you caught in a loop, man? You know, are you caught in a loop, or are you? Is the groove? Are you caught in a groove on an old 45 record?
Here's my question. If I was to come to you and I was to say, I've written 100 manuals on how to succeed.
Yeah.
What do you think all of them would have in common?
They're non-published.
Okay.
Do you have any manuals that are published?
But what would be the most important thing for a human? Like, say you read 1,000 books, a million messages. You wanted to learn how to succeed in every way from A to Z. What would be the most important thing that all these books and messages could ascribe to you? What would be number one, not 10? You know, you read a book, how do you make the biggest money, and how are you the greatest talker?
I don't read those kind of books.
You know. So what would be the number one theme among them all if they knew what they were talking about?
I have no idea. Tell us.
You really want me to tell you? Because if I tell you, it's going to be an aha moment.
Yeah, tell us.
It's going to enlighten you to the max, and I won't have anything more to be able to significant to tell you.
This is major. What's the connective line between 100 manuals that all have something in common? Oh, I know what. Wait, I know. I figured it out. The words. They all have words.
They do.
So did I get it right?
You almost, because you had 50% of it, because they all have words. But in particular, these words are, out of all of them, if you wanted to search high and low and go see Tony Robbins and all the motivators, psychologists, or
What's the words? What would
be the most important thing they could all tell you, which would make everything else irrelevant?
I have no idea. It could be a thousand possible.
Okay, this is the tough thing. We need people to call in because this is so important. Because if anybody knew this, they would, you know, conquer the world.
Well, we're not supposed to conquer the world.
But I have this information inside of my head. I'm busting to get it out, but I can't deliver it so easily.
This is your moment in time.
You're
supposed to have your act together here.
I'm trying to make it
last. If you have something to say, say it now.
There's only one thing to say, and then my moment's over.
No, say it. Say it, and I'll make comment on what you say.
Okay. Mentor.
That's what they all have in common?
No, that's the most important thing for success in anything.
Whatever.
It shaves off.
That's an opinion. I don't agree with it myself.
No.
If you had 10 things that make you succeed in life. You ever hear the saying, your heart tells you what to do?
But people say that. I work really hard. But that doesn't mean anything. I work really smart. Yeah, but you're still going to go through pitfalls if you don't know what you're doing. Oh, I have lots of money backing you. Doesn't matter if you make a lot of mistakes. All these things. Qualify every 5 calls, then afterwards sell every 5 calls based on this technique. Techniques, 10 techniques, doesn't matter. All the things that everything, all the books, all the advice, everything you've ever read, the most important thing that any single human being could ever tell you to be successful in life, number one, among them all, forget all the books, throw them all away, trash them, is mentor. If you have somebody that mentors you, they can take you through all the pitfalls.
That's a valid opinion.
All the right people, you know how they say, it's not what you know, it's who you know? Well, the mentor can do that. And whatever you know is irrelevant because you don't know. And the mentor's been there, done that. He knows. So a person who's been there and done there, you can follow. So out of all the books you read, Tony Robbins, go ahead, read them all. Psychologically, you want to go there, wherever.
I mean, that's...
But
know, it's a valid approach. It's not my approach to things. I don't have to think about things. I just do them and I learn as I go. You know how, you ever hear that? I go with the flow. I learn as I go. I don't.
I know, but it doesn't get you there.
I don't. I'm not looking for anybody to mentor me. I mentor myself.
Doesn't make you millions.
You know, I just like, I'm making decisions all the time. I've been like that since I've been a child. That's why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United
States. I know, because you've
been
mentored. You've been mentored by all the other prior presidents.
No, not really.
No?
If I had a copy of them, I'd be just like them. I don't want to
be. So if you had to pick a prior president as your mentor, who would it be?
It would be nobody.
No, but if you had to. If you had to pick one, you can't go say no. Can't say no.
Well, it wouldn't be a president.
Okay, who would it be? What individual would you want to mentor you in the school of it?
Well, I'd probably have to say Jesus.
Jesus?
The largest collection of philosophical teachings. I read them all, so I think that's probably the most important
person. So you don't want to be a politician. You actually want to be a theologian or
I'm not a politician. I hate politics.
You want
to be the president solve the problems.
You want to change the world in a social science, psychological way.
Not that. You see, like I already said before when I was rambling on, my ethics for running for president.
So what religion should dominate?
First of all, religion is not the way to really go. When
so
I talk,
nobody
about,
should have wait, religion.
Wait a second. When I talk about Jesus,
was he a man? Was Jesus a man or a god? Was Jesus a man or a god?
Well, that's a really complicated question to ask. He was
simple question. Complicated answers.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you.
I always think this way. If the answer is complicated, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, it is complicated because it's not this or that. It's a combination of many things. I mean, I know exactly.
So,
I've come across the information, you know. It started with reading the Gospels, okay, and the opinions of the four writers, what they thought.
That's just words and works of human beings.
And the technical explanation of who Jesus is in the fifth apocryphal Revelation, and he is one of the creator gods that have the power to co-create.
But was Moses more important?
Real God. So
but was
not,
Moses less
he's
important?
He's not the real God. He's a creator God that has power like God.
How about
God.
Moses?
Wait, I'm not done talking. I said it was a complicated answer. When he was born as a human in Earth, that was his seventh journey to prove himself. That's the rules of play.
So what number of journeys?
Creator
are you
God
on?
Has to prove himself seven times. On the seventh time proving himself, he gains all power.
How many
on
times
heaven
have you
earth,
proven yourself
mentioned in the Gospels?
How many times have you gone through the cycle?
What cycle?
I don't know. You just said there was seven.
No, that's something strictly for a creator God.
So it's
I'm
only
not
for God that has to live seven times to become God.
No.
God needs to become himself
no,
seven
no,
times
no.
before he becomes
oh, no,
God.
No, 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 wait. I'm answering the question
okay,
here.
Okay.
First of all religions are inaccurate to some extent. But I came across...
So religion needs to live
I
itself seven
to
times to become
a more
religion.
Accurate description, and it makes perfect sense. There's a real single source of all there is. That is the real God. And
Zachary?
When creation started, he created, and the word is he because there was no sexuality at the beginning of creation. But there was a pronoun to refer to.
He,
the one source and center, created other creators. And creator gods are some of those other creators. And Jesus, the one we call Jesus, is a creator God. See, if you study the gospel,
he wasn't an alien.
What?
Was he an alien?
No. That's
right,
not the proper way
earth.
To describe
he came
it.
From this
He's
earth.
A creator God. There's like thousands and thousands
from,
of things
I got a
that
question
were created
for you.
Before
did
humans
he come
were.
From a virgin birth?
No, that's, you know... Was he impregnated by his mother for him to be born?
You know, the Bible is a collection of books, right?
I'm asking you, was he the result of a virgin mother?
No.
So the real birth story has never been told about anybody.
So if you think your mother and father created you by themselves, it doesn't work.
Somebody actually made love to Mary before Jesus was born.
Combination of things.
So Jesus isn't a product of. Jesus was a product of a man and a woman.
Oh, it's much more than that. That's what the stupid scientists, I call them the propaganda scientists, have told us for too long, because they knew nothing about the other dimensions. You know, a human being has five parts to it. The physical is only one of them. Then you have four invisible other sources that are imposed upon the physical structure. Your parents, your mother, and your earth mother and father only give you the physical attributes when you come out of the womb. The other things are overlaid over your body from other sources. You know, I don't have time to get into who's overlaying what on your body, but that's deep stuff. a human being, what we call ourselves people. A regular human has four overlaying invisible structures implanted into the physical body, and that's what makes up a human being. This is never talked about, but it's known. It's out there. The information is out there gathering dust in books. And the sources of this information are pretty reliable. You know, I believe if something makes sense, I believe it.
Well, what's the sources?
Well, in particular, the accurate story of the life of Jesus comes from the guardian angel of one of his brothers on earth. But the whole structure of how the whole universe is set up from the single source of the first creation up until now is revealed to as much as realistically possible, because there are an infinite amount of creations long before, an infinite amount. They might tell you about.
So I got a question for you.
We've been told about hundreds or thousands of them, but ultimately,
Christ is more divine than you are, right?
Absolutely. He's the creator God. He's God.
He's a creator God. But you don't create. You just live in creation. You don't create.
Oh no, we create.
You create too. So you're
living
you're
in a creation system.
So you're
this
a creator.
So we
Christ
create
is a
minor.
Creator God, and you're a creator.
No, it's not that. I'm trying to tell you how it is. If you're really interested, I'm telling you how it is. Okay. Well, you know, we're living in a system that listens to our thoughts and connects with the whole, complete, total universe.
So what's the difference between you and Christ?
We can actually create.
So what's the difference between you and God?
What?
The difference between you and Jesus Christ. What's the difference?
What's the difference? He's from a creation that was created long before man was created.
So he was Christ was created, but he wasn't born. But he was created before he was born.
Yeah.
So Christ created himself.
Before he was born. No, I read. He said, "You're not listening."
Let me clarify. I'm just lost. Just help me out here.
Before any physical creature was created, all the beings.
What's the difference between Christ and you?
We're spirit beings. Okay.
So Christ was a spirit before you were a spirit.
Yeah. Well,
no?
I mean, I am
You've been a spirit
right
as long
now,
as Christ?
I'm living in a physical body. But at the same time, creator gods once are given the
but
power.
But you're now defining creator God, you were a spirit as long as Christ was a spirit? No.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
You said that.
So you're a spirit, but you've just
living in a
physical
body.
You're not as old as spirit.
All creations are, like what we call beings, we're human beings, are spiritual creatures. Of course, the dark side creates physical creatures that have no soul or spirit, because that has to come from a divine source. The dark side cannot create, a spirit that's connected to the universe. All
so what created you?
Monstrous,
so did Christ
fleshy things.
I got a question then.
Have no
Christ,
spirit and
Christ,
they,
Christ being this spirit that is incapable of harm, did he create you?
Yeah, probably.
So Christ's spirit created your spirit.
I can't say for sure at this point because there's a lot of visitors here.
I got you. So Christ's spirit created your spirit.
Here's the only connection that we can say for sure that's been revealed in books, and that is everybody's personality is sourced from the original source of all there is. God, personally known as the Heavenly Father, is the one who creates personalities for every spirit being.
So
right?
But
so
does,
there's our connection.
But does Christ
right there.
Do this?
What?
I don't know. I keep wondering what Christ's role in all this is.
What's Christ's role?
I don't know.
You already,
he seems like he's.
He was created.
He's a creator God.
A spirit.
So he's a creator
he has
God.
A title. It's called Creator
he's creating
God.
Your spirit to be slightly
that title
different than
gives
everybody
him
else's
the ability
spirit?
To use the power of God and create other things.
So what Christ is trying to do is to create differences among spiritual understandings.
It's got nothing to do with that.
It's a difficult topic.
He doesn't want finalize this whole thing in 5 minutes.
But so Christ doesn't really want variation. He wants similarity.
No, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that.
But the key to the universe is co-creation.
I'm a little lost here.
All power comes from the original source of all there is. That's God or whomever
what,
you want to call it.
But I thought Christ was all there is.
Call it
is Christ all there
it doesn't
is?
Doesn't matter
is
what you
more
call
beyond
it,
Christ?
But there's a single source of all
but
there
is Christ all,
the
all
power,
there is?
Yeah,
or is
all
there
the
something
power
more
comes,
beyond Christ?
Absolutely.
There's something more beyond Christ?
Absolutely.
What is that?
The original source of all there is, because that's where all the power comes
so
from.
So there's something, so Christ is just like a speck of all that is.
Well, he's an important speck.
But he's a speck, no less.
Yeah, you could call it
so,
like that,
okay,
but it's
that's
all
true.
Connected. That's
yeah,
why
got
they
question,
say
then.
Everything
what
is
are
one.
You?
Because everything
okay,
is connected
you. No,
except
I,
for the dark
I,
side
I
that tries
that.
To
that. So then what are
itself.
You?
Pardon?
Are you a speck of all that is, or are you not?
Yeah. I'm one of the...
In that way, are you similar to Christ?
One of the small specks of the
So
of
if
the
that's true, are you both...
is.
Created from the same thing?
Well, everything is made out of light.
So you and Christ are made from the same thing?
Well, we're all made out of light.
But are you and Christ made from the same thing?
Yeah, the ingredient of light.
So you and Christ are made from the same thing, so how are you both different again?
The assigned title, you see.
Oh, it's a title. So if I give you a name like Tom and I'm
no,
Doug,
you don't give
we're
me
different?
The name. I just explained to you, but you
so
weren't
if I
listening.
Give you a different name, we're different?
This.
Oh, it's a different. All it's different
the,
than that.
All the original decisions come from God.
Okay, but does God have...
Original source of
well,
all
I got
there
another
is.
Question. Okay, wait. Does God...
Everyone
is God,
else, everyone
is,
God
is time
directly
based?
A servant of
is God.
Is God
time-based? Is God time-based?
There is no time outside
no
of
time.
The time
so
reality
when you say,
we're living in.
So when I say, when you say that
time is
you
an
are
illusion.
The same as, made up of the same as Christ, but you're not time-based, how can you be different? I don't get it.
How can I be different?
See,
well, that requires
down,
probably years of reading books and understanding that even though
that
everything is
understand.
Made out of light, when you change the vibration, you come up with an infinite amount of particles.
So your vibration might be a little like 588 hertz and Christ might be 589. That's the difference?
Well, that's
kind
a primitive example. Of course, when you're a creator...
God, your vibration's higher.
You're a creator God. You're vibrating through all the dimensions. So it's possible that you can exist everywhere at the same point.
By the
well,
way, that's brilliant.
I mean,
by the way, For the first time, I actually understand you, because that makes sense.
You know?
You know what I mean?
But there are so many variations of everything. There is an infinite amount of variations. You know,
by the way, that's the first time somebody's made sense, an argument.
Something that the average person would understand. We all know about DNA, RNA.
I love that, by the way. You've actually blown my mind.
Thank you. Anyhow, there's a book called The Keys of Enoch.
You blew my mind, my friend.
DNA, it's like six chess boards. Each chess board has 64 squares.
You know I love you, right?
384.
You know, I think you're awesome, right?
Could envision, this is the DNA creation.
I'm voting for you for president. I don't care what anybody
says. Thank you so much. We can change the education department to tell them how things really work. So there's 384 variations of DNA to work with. And if you take the permutations, if you know what that word
smartest
means,
thing anybody said to me,
possibilities you can get out
all
of
these years, you did it.
For a DNA
you broke
element.
Through.
There's quite a lot of variation in regards to creating physical type creatures. As far as the variation is spirit creatures, what do I know? You have to ask God that one. You have to wait till you finally meet God.
You just blew my mind.
You're
brilliant.
Some of the
Tom,
secrets.
You blew my mind. By the way, you have 2 minutes.
I have 2 minutes.
And know this, I'm so grateful you let me question you in this bananas type fashion. And you succeeded in blowing my mind.
Hey, you're quite welcome.
In blowing my mind.
Well, I'm telling you, there's so much information out there. I mean, everything's pretty well been explained to us, how the whole system works, you know? And it's all connected to the single source of all there is. All the energy and all the power sources in all the universe and all the universes and the multi-universes, it's all connected to the single source of all there is. And that's the futility of the dark side, because they're trying to separate from something it's impossible to separate from. I mean, they try their best. They cook up, make monsters in the laboratory, but these monsters have no soul, so it's not real life creation. It's fantasy creation. And unfortunately, they don't have the ethics. Everything is about serving. You know, all the beings that serve the original source of all that is, including Jesus, who is a creator God. He's in service to the real God, too. And so am I. And that's the way it works, you know. And eventually, in serving the original source of all that is, you make it back there eventually in pure spirit. No one gets to see God unless they've achieved pure spirit, which means no physical reality. You have to give up your personal identity to meet personally with the real source of all there is. And it's all nothing but telepathic communication. And then you can choose another thing you want to experience. And that's how it is. But we've all been lied to. I mean, we're living in a world where you put out your thoughts there and the universe takes them and goes with them. Plus, there's other overseeing beings that help you out along the way. That's why the saying goes, I have it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, never forget to give thanks for the little gifts that come your way. Because the unseen gift givers, once they are aware that you're giving gratitude and thanks to them, even though you can't see them, then they'll bring more gifts your way. And that's the way it works. Those of us that interact with the system receive more favors and more light, as it's called, and more special privileges. That's the way it works. Try it. You'll like it. You know, yeah, first thing is the thought, the intention. If, like, I tell people all the time, this is giving you a simple explanation here. You know, I travel to Manhattan all the time. People always, crying about they're not familiar with Manhattan. You can't find a place to park. Well, in my life, from the minute I got my license, I always had in my mind, I'm going to find a parking spot. And you know what? Every time I ever drove over into Manhattan, I found a parking spot, because I had in my mind I was going to find one, and the universe helped me out. And that's the easiest down-to-earth explanation how it works. Many other things I dreamt about as accomplishing when I was a kid, eventually they came true. Doesn't happen maybe immediately, doesn't happen next week. Sometimes it happens years down the road. But if you have the thought in your head that you want to do something, be somebody, which we'll get to when we're coming to the end of the show, and you'll get to hear my song, I Gotta Be Somebody. Well, that's been my mantra for a long, long time. So I guess I wrote the song talking about how I feel. I gotta be somebody. And I've been somebody many, many times in many different ways. But it never stops. The more you accomplish, the more you want to accomplish. And let that be a lesson to you. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I talked about my music before. One of these songs is in my other album at the CD Baby Music Store. Are You the Partying Kind? Yeah, it's a party song, rock and roll. And you're going to hear the end lead guitar solo, which I claim is one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos ever put out there. It's something recognizable, kind of like the Beatles' Day Tripper, you know, or the Rolling Stones' The Last Time, the guitar lick, the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction. You know, guitar licks that when you hear it, you know, it stands out, and it'll stand out for ever. Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, and it could be your anthem too.
Just a statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.